You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Dr. Vicki Schaefer, Dean of the School of Psychology and Counseling at Laterno. Take a listen.
Well, hi, my name is Dr. Vicki Schaefer. I'm Dean of the School of Psychology and Counseling here at Laterno University, and this is the start of my 26th year here at Laterno University, and so there is a lot to talk about in terms of what God is doing here and how He brought me here. So let me rewind several years and talk a little bit about how I found out about Laterno University and how the Lord brought me here. I was in grad school, and I was in that last year of grad school getting my PhD, starting to search for jobs. And had started putting out applications and had just begun a folder of rolling rejection letters because I was getting one after another after another. And of course, it was becoming a little bit discouraging, and I was wondering kind of what the Lord exactly was doing. I've always wanted to work at a Christian institution. I had the blessing of being raised in a Christian family, and I always just wanted to continue that legacy. And the other thing for me really was always, I've been blessed in my life to have just wonderful teachers. And outside of my own parents, who are of course my biggest influences, but I've had such wonderful teachers through the years, and I always knew I wanted to be a college professor as well. I just thought it was always so neat that teachers, they just seemed so smart to me. And you learn stuff, and I'm one of those people who has always loved school. I have loved school from the beginning, and I still love school. So as I was thinking about a career, I knew that I wanted to be a college professor, and social psychology was my area. In particular, I was interested in gender and doing study and research there. And so as I was applying for jobs, I was looking for a Christian institution. I wanted a smaller liberal arts college where that's the experience I had in college, and was so great to have mentors and people that knew who you were and that you weren't just a number somewhere in a classroom of thousands. That's not really what I wanted to do. And so those were the kinds of schools I was looking for. But month after month went by, and rejection letter after rejection letter just kept coming through. And I was really just beginning to wonder what God was doing and what He had for me. But one day, I went to a state school for grad school, a very large state school. They had a very large psychology program. And they had five academic secretaries that supported just the psychology program. And one of those secretaries was a Christian. And I'd gotten to know her, and we would talk often because there were not a lot of Christians at the school. There weren't a lot of Christian professors, and there weren't a lot of Christian students. And so she came to me one day and gave me a piece of paper and said, you know, normally we put these on the bulletin board, these job announcements, but I didn't think anyone else would be interested in that. So here. And so I looked at it later. And of course, when I first looked at it, it was obviously now for Laterno, but I didn't even know how to pronounce that. I looked at that word and I was lost. I'm from the Midwest. And so I had never heard of Laterno University before. And so I looked at it and I was reading it, sounded great. And I flipped it over, and no offense to anyone, but I saw Texas and I thought, nope, it's hot there. And I did not want to move to Texas. I liked the four seasons of the Midwest. And of course, just my family and friends were there. It's where I'd grown up. And I wanted to stay close. So I kind of just took that announcement and filed it in a garbage can. And that was a Friday afternoon. And I just kept thinking about it all weekend long. The Lord just kept bringing it back to my heart. And I kept thinking, why do I keep thinking about this? I don't want to move to Texas. I've never even heard of this school. But He troubled my heart all weekend long. And then I started thinking, well, you know, they come every day and throw the trash out. That's going to be gone when I get there on Monday. So how am I going to figure that out? And lo and behold, right? You know how God works. I got there on Monday, and it was the only time in 4 years that the trash had not been emptied. But the trash was not empty, and there it was. And I thought, okay, Lord, I can at least apply. So I sent my application off. And again, just months kept going by. and nothing was happening. But one day I finally got a call from someone at Laterno who wanted to do a phone interview. So we did a phone interview, and then they invited me down to campus. So and that kind of took a little while. So my very first ever visit to Texas was in July. And so when I got here and I got off the plane and I tried to take my first breath and I realized there's no oxygen in Texas, I thought, I can't do this. There's no oxygen. I can't even breathe. It was 1,000 degrees. And I thought, nope. But as soon as I started meeting people, and as soon as I stepped foot on campus, and the couple of days I spent here meeting everyone, doing interviews, talking, there was just a spirit about this place that I had never encountered anywhere else. And I could feel the Lord just talking to me while I was here, saying, this is what I have for you. And a week later, they called and offered me the job. I still didn't want to move to Texas, but I said, yes, Lord. And I'm so glad that I did. I have to say, I still don't like the weather in Texas. I don't think I will ever get used to 1,000 degrees. But the Lord is gracious. I love air conditioning. And so it works out just fine. But in these 25 plus years, the blessings are too numerous to count in terms of what the Lord has done in my life and the privilege that I have every day to teach students, to mentor students, to help students through difficult times of adversity in their life, and for us all to grow together. And so I think that's one of the things I love most about Laterno University is the sense of community and the sense of family. And the reason that we're all here, especially all of the faculty and staff, are because we know we were called. And I know I was called here, and God has reaffirmed that time and time and time and time again. I know that this is still the center of His will for my life, and I still continue to have the privilege of serving here now as dean, which is a new role for me. But my love for this place just continues to deepen. And it's really all about the students. I love my coworkers. I work with some great people and have worked with great people through the years. But it's really the students that make this a special place. And it is really just neat to see what God does in their lives and how He helps them grow and mature and the things that they accomplish then when they graduate from here. And psychology as a field is really a pretty general and broad field. Some of our majors go on to become counselors, and that's typically what most people think of when they think of psychology, but it is so much wider and deeper than that. And so we have students that just do so many different kinds of things and serve in so many different ways to advance the kingdom all over the world. And what a privilege it is to be able to see that. And of course, I've been here long enough now that I'm starting to see the children of some of those first students, which just makes me feel old, but also is just a really special thing to have been in one place that long, to be able to have the privilege to see the next generation and to continue to train Christian professionals in psychology and counseling to minister to a lost and very hurting world. I always tell students when they come to preview, when families come to preview, when they come as freshmen, that the whole point of what we do here is that we're training missionaries. And those missionaries are just disguised with different vocational callings. But every single vocation, whether it's psychology or anything else, we get to participate in God's redemptive work in this world. And what a privilege that is to be able to train students and to be part of the influence of hopefully that helping them grow spiritually and then professionally, but also socially and emotionally. Again, at Laterno, we emphasize the whole person in terms of our education.